Welcome to Tech Buzzword of the Week. This week's podcast, Spam, Spim, Splog, Sping, and Spit, is brought to you by whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all. We invite you to visit whatis.com and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. And now, what are Spam, Spim, Splog, Sping, and Spit? A mighty good tongue twister to begin with. Try saying those five times in a row quickly. Wish me luck as I work through them in the rest of the broadcast. It's not a dentist instruction either, though disgusted users might be inclined to reject any of them as instructed, once properly identified. All of these terms describe unsolicited bulk mail, which, if you had a fax machine in the 80s, you might have become familiar with then as well, as marketers began sending unsolicited faxes soon after that technology became widely adopted. As new technologies have come onto the scene, spammers have jumped right in as well. I'll talk about each in more detail as we go. The difference between bulk mail or faxes and electronic spam is that it's much, much easier for a spammer to send millions of messages out every day to email addresses harvested from the internet or purchased from other spammers, clogging inboxes everywhere. And if you have an email inbox, the odds are very good you receive spam, and you know exactly what I'm talking about already. Offers for cheap pharmaceuticals, marketing scams, Nigerian money schemes, herbal supplements, work-from-home opportunities, pyramid schemes, the list is endless. Spam can be simply defined as unsolicited email on the internet, and has been around nearly as long as the internet itself, as the first spam was sent before the network was even called the internet, a message sent in 1978 by a DEC marketing rep to every ARPANET address on the West Coast. As you may recall, the ARPANET is what preceded the internet. From the sender's point of view, spam is a form of bulk mail, often sent to a list obtained from a spam bot or to a list obtained by companies that specialize in creating email distribution lists. To the receiver, it usually seems like junk email. Spam is roughly equivalent to unsolicited telephone marketing calls, except that the user pays for part of the message since everyone shares the cost of maintaining the internet. Spammers typically send a piece of email to a distribution list in the millions, expecting that only a tiny number of readers will respond to their offer. As you likely know, spam has become a major problem for all internet users, even with improved barriers and filters. The term spam is said to derive from a famous Monty Python sketch, forgive my impression. Well, we have spam, tomato and spam, egg, bacon and spam, and spam. You get the idea. That was current when spam first began arriving on the internet. Spam is a trademarked Hormel meat product made up of canned shoulder, pork, and ham, thus spam, that became especially well known in the U.S. Armed Forces during World War II. In the sketch, the word spam is repeated many, many times, much as the junk email keeps flowing in, thus the relationship. As new technologies for communication have become adopted by consumers, spammers have adapted. Spim is spam delivered through instant messaging, or IM, instead of through email messaging. Although less ubiquitous than its email counterpart, spim is reaching more users all the time. According to a report from Ferris Research, 500 million IM spams were sent in 2003, twice the level of 2002. As it becomes more prevalent, spim could impact the business community similar to the way that spam does now, by consuming corporate resources and creating security problems. In some ways, IM is an especially useful channel for spammers. For one thing, the immediacy of IM makes users more likely to reflexively click links. Furthermore, because it bypasses antivirus software and firewalls, IM is an easy means of passing on not only commercial messages, but also viruses and other malware. Meanwhile, government, corporations, and ISPs are united in the fight against spam, with proposed solutions such as email postage and legislation such as the Canned Spam Act of 2003. As anti-spam measures for email are more widely implemented and become more effective, frustrated spammers may increasingly turn to spamming. One way to protect yourself from spam is to block messages from anyone not on your buddy list, or to allow messages only from those on a permission list. As the blogosphere has expanded, spammers have accordingly adjusted, posting both spam blogs, or splogs, and spam messages on the blogs. There's no established term for the latter. I'll call them spamments for the moment. Often, spamits include links to splogs. Splogs are weblogs, or blogs, which a spammer has created for use only as a promotional tool for affiliated websites. The spammer intends to raise the ranking of the affiliated sites on search engines and to put advertisement in front of unwary visitors, or even to use the splog as a means to get new sites indexed. If you've ever clicked next site on Blogger, you might just have come into contact with a splog. Splogs are often made up of nonsense text or content borrowed or repurposed from other high-traffic weblogs with a high number of links to other splogs associated with the splog's creator. Much of the time, the content itself is gibberish or downright useless. Ping, or ping spam, is another new addition to the spammer's playbook and comes right out of the splog phenomenon. A ping is a ping, a basic internet program that lets you verify that a particular IP address exists and can accept requests that is sent from a splog as opposed to a legitimate source. Multiple pings sent over a short time from a legitimate blog, a defect caused from improperly configured software, may also be termed spings. A sping causes content to appear fresh, even if the original website was not in fact updated, and is intended to lead users to the splog. Had enough spam? Wait, there's more. Much, much more. Those experimenting with Skype or Vonage may have encountered spit. And no, I'm not referring to moisture left by an inconsiderate previous user of a headset. Spit, or spam over internet telephony, also known as VAM, or voice, or VOIP spam, got it? VAM, spit, same stuff, is unsolicited bulk. Those experimenting with Skype or Vonage may have encountered spit. And no, I'm not referring to moisture left by an inconsiderate previous user of a phone or headset. Spit, or spam over internet telephony, also known as VAM, voice or VOIP spam, is unsolicited bulk messages broadcast over VOIP, voice over internet protocol, to phones connected to the internet. Although marketers already use voicemail for commercial messages, IP telephony makes a more effective channel because the sender can send messages in bulk instead of dialing each number separately. Internet phones are often mapped to telephone numbers in the interest of computer telephony integration, but each has an IP address as well. Unscrupulous marketers can use spam bots to harvest VOIP addresses much as they harvest email addresses or IM handles, or may hack into a computer used to route voice over IP calls. Furthermore, because calls routed over IP are much more difficult to trace, the potential for fraud is significantly greater. Spit is not much of a problem yet, simply because IP telephony is not widely used yet. However, experts expect that the technology will become increasingly common over the next several years, thus making it much more attractive to spammers. According to Richard Twarek, CEO of Covia, a company that makes equipment for monitoring voice over IP, the question is not if spit will become a problem, but when. Quoted in an internet news article, Torek said that, quote, spit becomes an issue when you don't have to go out over the traditional telephony lines. As soon as my voice over IP system touches the internet cloud, that's when it starts to become interesting. We predict it's going to happen, much as spam email did, end quote. A number of vendors and organizations, including Covia, are developing products intended to address the problem. This concludes our broadcast. I hope it wasn't spam to you. Thank you for listening. To learn more about spam, spim, splog, sping, and spit, be sure to visit whatis.com and stay on top of all the latest technology terms.